We've established on several occasions that we blow Tkiyat Shofar more than once on Rosh Hashanah. We blow it the first time before Musaf, what we call the Tkiyot in Yushav. We blow it again during Tfilat Musaf, that's what we call the Tkiyot Dim Umad. Then we blow it again also after Musaf as well. The Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph, wants to know why we blow Shofar so many times. Lama Tokin Umarim Kshen Yoshin, Tokin Umarim Kshen Omdin. Why do we blow the Shofar when we're sitting down before Musaf and then blow it again during Musaf? And the answer is given, Kedela Arbeif HaSatan, in order to confuse or confound the Satan. So there's a certain amount of discussion amongst the Rishonim and the Achronim what exactly that means. But from a halachic perspective, there's a question which is asked by a number of Rishonim and Achronim, and that is, why don't we have here a problem of Baal Tosif? There's a mitzvah of Baal Tosif, which means you're not allowed to add to the mitzvot. So here we fulfilled the mitzvah the first time we blow Shofar. Then why isn't there a problem of Baal Tosif when we blow Shofar a second time? So the most simple and straightforward answer is given by the Tosfot, who says that repeating a mitzvah isn't regarded as Baal Tosif. For example, nobody suggests that if you eat Kazayat of Matzah on Seder night and then have another Kazayat of Matzah, that you've transgressed the Isra of Baal Tosif. Or if you pick up the Arba Minim on Sukkot and then an hour later pick them up again, that you've transgressed Baal Tosif. And the Ritva explains essentially what this means is that the concept of Baal Tosif only applies with the Guf HaMitzvah, meaning that if you're enlarging the mitzvah itself, you take a classic example, if you take the mitzvah of Tefillin, and instead of having four parashiot, you have five parashiot. That would be an example of Baal Tosif. But putting on Tefillin twice or blowing Shofar twice won't be a problem. The Minchat Chinuch in Simon Taf Nun Dalad and the Lefush in Simon Taf Kuf Pei Hei, they add a further dimension to this, and they both point out that Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Teruah. It's a day of Teruah, and therefore, however many times you do the mitzvah during the course of the day, there isn't going to be a problem of Baal Tosif. A further answer is suggested by the Sefer HaParadeis. Sefer HaParadeis comes from the Beit Medrash of Rashi, and this is in Simon Kuf Ayin Aleph, and he says any case where there's a toelet, where there's some advantage, there's some reason why you're doing what you're doing, even if it's a secondary reason, even if it's a side reason, as it were, nevertheless, there's not a problem with Baal Tosif. So this would apply in our case, you're blowing the Shofar the second time, in order to confound the Satan, and it would also apply in a case where you're blowing additional notes because of a Safek. We don't know exactly what a Teruah is supposed to sound like. Is it Shavarim Teruah? Is it Teruah? Is it Shavarim? Whatever, we're not quite sure how to blow the Shavarim, so we'll blow it one way, blow it another way, etc., etc. In all those cases, there's a reason why one's doing it, and therefore there's not a problem of Baal Tosif. And indeed, the Rashba, Meiri says that, and also the Ritva, whatever you do because of a Safek, that's not a problem of Baal Tosif. Baal Tosif is where you just do it for the sake of doing a mitzvah again. But if you're doing it because of a Safek, I'm not sure if I did the mitzvah the correct way the first time, then there's definitely no issue there of Baal Tosif. The Rashba adds the notion that anything which Chachamim were mataking, anything which was instituted formally by the rabbis, there's not a problem with Baal Tosif. Baal Tosif only applies when a person individually decides to do something extra. So a Kohen who's gone up to Duchen, and instead of just saying three pasukim, says a fourth pasuk because he fancies adding another pasuk that he thinks is nice, that would be a problem of Baal Tosif. But if Chazal have told us to do it this way, then it's not a problem of Baal Tosif. The Lavush in Simon Taf Kuf Pei Hei, he says that the concern would actually be with Baal Tosif would be with the Tekiot Dim Yushav, the first 30 Tekiot. Because the main Tekiot he holds are the Tekiot Al Seder HaBrachot in the repetition of the Amidah. And the additional ones are the ones that we blow before the Amidah to confound the Satan so that he won't bother us during the course of the Amidah. And the Levush says that seeing as you haven't yet fulfilled the mitzvah, then there's no issue of, seeing as you're not doing them for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah, you're only doing it kedei la'arbei bet ha-satan, so then it's not a problem of Baal Tosif. Baal Tosif only applies if you're doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. And in Sefer Mikrai Kodesh, Rabbi Pesach Frank, he also makes the suggestion that you can't have Baal Tosif before you've actually done the mitzvah properly itself. So the mitzvah proper, the proper way, or the most complete fulfillment of the mitzvah is in the repetition of the Amidah. So anything that's done beforehand is the extra ones. But seeing as you haven't yet done the Ikar Tekiot, then there can't be a notion of Baal Tosif. Ad Kan.